Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Our next guest is a Jesuit guy, so he's been exposed to logic and postdoc, ergo, propter, hoc, and maybe it follows, maybe it doesn't. But Tommy Stadanovich, owner of Drago's, if that was Drew Brees' first meal, you can't go wrong making that Tyler Shuck's first meal, can you? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, but I got to stop you for a second.
Yeah.
I went to Jesuit for 1 year, and they weren't very fond of me, so I ended up becoming a Rummel Raider, and I am so proud of being a Rummel Raider with a lot of Raider pride. But my two boys did go to Jesuit, so let's get that
correction.
Out of the way.
Correction taken. And look, let me tell you, I know they're fond, and I don't want to make this about high school, they're fond of Jesuit of saying, you know, this mayor sat there, this judge sat there. They might not saying that about Tommy Stadanovich, but he's a pretty successful SOB. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're good with it. And my brother went there. My nephew's there. Now my boys went there and all of that. I'm proud to be a Rummel Raider. But anyway, let's talk
about Tyler.
He walks in the restaurant the other night just by chance, by himself. One of my managers recognized him, introduced him to my brother, who was having dinner with our Uncle Johnny and a couple guys. And then next thing you know, Tyler's sitting with my brother. Then my mom and another person comes in. Now we've got a 10 top sitting in the dining room. He sat with us. He came in for a quick little dinner. He ended up sitting for a couple, 3 hours. Let me tell you something. If this guy can throw touchdowns and run a football team the way his personality works and how nice he is and how sincere he is about wanting to be a New Orleanian, dude, we're in for a really, really good quarterback and a nice young man. And what a pleasure it was to talk to him the other night.
Tell me about the Shuck jokes. There had to be a lot of them.
Well, you know, it was funny because my mom said, "Well, how do you pronounce your last name?" And then my brother goes, "Mom, you know how you shuck an oyster? Shuck, you know." And so, yeah, we talked about it a little bit. You know, he doesn't eat. Growing up, he didn't eat a lot of seafood. He's from Arizona originally, and he was like a meat and potatoes kind of guy. And I got to tell you, it was really, really cool. You know, he ate a few oysters, and then we're starting to talk about what we're going to serve and this and that. And he said, "Can I get some more of those oysters?" I said, "I know who got it. Yes, sir, we can get you some more oysters." So he loved the oysters right away. He had three types of shrimp. He loved it. He, at the end of the day, he could not, even if he didn't like seafood, he could not have been nicer of a person. He's looking forward to working out. He had a chance, just by chance, Coach Summerall from Tulane was there, and they had mutual friends, so they kind of talked a little bit, which was nice. I got to tell you, this kid is really looking forward to being not only a New Orleanian, he wants to be a Hoodat, and yes, he already knew that it's Nawlins, not New Orleans, so he knew that before he even walked up to the table. He's looking forward to having his wife come in town. I think she comes in this weekend. I told him that, look, if it's not raining, you got to go to Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. He's just ready. He's just raring to go.
So real quick, I mentioned the Latin, you know, the connection, the logic connection there. Tell me the Drew Brees story connection.
Well, Drew Brees' first dinner in New Orleans was with Sean Payton, and it was in our restaurant at table 50. And when Drew did his goodbye video to the city when he retired, he actually came back to our restaurant with Miss Benson, and he did a tour of the city that day of some of the, you know, his iconic spots, and he included us, which was very, very nice. So this is Tyler Shuck's first meal in New Orleans, because he came in that afternoon. Hopefully he's gonna have— I'm very superstitious, you know, I'm a typical Who Dat, so I'm superstitious. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe this guy's gonna have the same type of career like Drew Brees. I can bring us a Lombardi. I'm all in,
whatever it takes. Thank you, Tommy Stetanovich, a pleasure as always.
Take care. Always nice talking to you. Y'all have a great day. Stay dry.
You got it. Go Eagles. Tommy Stetanovich, owner of Eagles. I'm a Shaw guy. We'll talk to Keith Spear about Jazz Fest when we come back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.